okay. The specific thing, assistive tools I looked at, I liked the presentation translator. It'd be great for if I was teaching foreign languages or stuff like that. It links with PowerPoint, and it translates 66 languages, I believe, instantly as you're doing your presentation. I think that can be especially used for hearing challenged or ESL students that haven't mastered English yet. And I think and that's more common nowadays to have students that struggle on English sometimes. So for my history presentations, I think it'd be good to have that ability. I did not like that it necessarily cost as much as it did. It cost almost initially $400, even though they give you a $60 credit. I think it could be very valuable. I just wonder if some schools would struggle to at that price point. I think another problem with it might be that it's linked to Microsoft, where I know my kids get Macintosh computers free from school, so I'm not sure if there's something that is equivalent. I also looked at Microsoft OneNote and the equivalent Macintosh version. I think it's important to teach kids organization. I know if you teach them to take notes in like outline form, they really learn to pull out key points. So I think this could be an important tool for helping them keep organized and study better. I think sometimes they waste a lot of time on writing down too many things that aren't as important. So if they could learn to take notes in outline form, and say you integrate that into the classroom, like if you take notes in outline form, you might be able to use them on quizzes. You know what I mean? Or you get 5 points if you did a good job, something like that. I think it'd be more important, and they'd take it more seriously, and they'd learn how to take notes correctly.